Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Oddly enough, the Penguins are playing a matinee in Toronto right now. Game is at the first intermission. Jason Mackey is there, Penguins insider. And he joins us right now to recap the first 20 minutes of action. Jason, what was the big story so far in this Penguins Maple Leafs? Why are they playing a game at 4 o'clock? Can you explain that one to me? What's that all about?
I don't have much of an answer on that one. I'm a little bit confused, too. I guess allowing people to get home in time for the Christmas break and not take too much of Christmas Eve tomorrow.
They're the only team. This is the only game that's being played right now, so...
I know.
No one else
I'm grasping at straws.
Yeah, no one else is looking at it that
either.
Way. Okay. What's happened?
Yep. Well, two goals scored by the Maple Leafs, both on Penguins' mistakes, the Kevin Hayes turnover, and a puck that bounces off of Parker Watherspoon's stick. Other than that, the Penguins have actually looked pretty decent. They had a goal disallowed. Justin Brazeau looked like he scored. Toronto challenged for goaltender interference. A really nice play by Sidney Crosby to come back and back check and set up Brian Rust for a breakaway goal. 2-1.
Is it fair to say that the Penguins have actually outplayed the Leafs so far in this first period?
Yep, I think absolutely I would agree with that, Chris. They've looked pretty good. They've had the better of play. They've had the puck more. The Leafs look flat. This is not a good team. This is a team that has had a lot of problems recently. The Penguins should be able to handle this. The two fluky goals. The second one, Stuart Skinner absolutely has to stop.
Jason, how much of a lead do you expect the Penguins to blow in the third period of this game?
I'm going to go with none. I'm going to go with they should actually be able to handle the Toronto Maple Leafs and close this thing out, although they don't have a lead. So maybe that's
Is that building full? Because they're not selling that place out anymore. And that's very weird up there because every game sells out usually, but they're not this year.
I didn't know that.
No, it's not sold out. I was actually looking a little bit, guys, and they're pumping a crap load of noise here. You can probably hear some of it, but like. It's weird to see so many empty seats here. I mean, I know their last
Jason, it used to be that Leafs fans wouldn't be able to get tickets to their home games, so they would come and invade Penguins-Leafs games here in Pittsburgh.
They can get them here. Maybe they don't want to pay the prices, but there are definitely seats available, I can confirm.
Is the Hoffman group, like, already on the road with the Penguins, and are you already seeing, as someone that's embedded with them, like, the effects of the ownership change?
No, they're not on the road, at least that I've seen. If they've been on the road, I have not crossed paths with them. I've been everywhere the Penguins are. I will say that they are, like, extremely gung-ho. Like, I've heard a little bit from their people about how excited they are to get going and, like, conversations are being had, all this stuff. I mean, I don't expect any hiccups, but I don't believe they're personally around the team yet.
You mentioned Stuart Skinner had a goal he probably wanted back. what right now is going on with the Penguins goaltending? Is it possible in your mind that their best goalie isn't even on the NHL roster at the moment?
I think it's possible. It's not likely, Andrew, but I understand why they're doing what they're doing. I don't have any issue with it. What they're trying to do right now is get Stuart Skinner established. He has not played terribly well since coming here, but I mean, he represents a trade chip, a move, you know, and I don't even think it would be a terrible thing for the Penguins if he stayed up here. Like, he's a really good dude to be around. I think he would be somebody that Sergei Mirishkov could come up and kind of learn from and tandem with and whatever. So, I mean, you need to get his game in order. I don't know what that means for Artur Shelov, but yeah, their best goalie, like ceiling-wise, I think is in the minor leagues right now.
All right, Jason, let's get to the other team you cover, the Ryan O'Hearn signing. What do you think it means for the Bucks?
It means they improved their offense. They got another left-handed bat. They got somebody who can go out to the outfield. They've had an opening out there. I'll tell you guys this, though. They're not done. I've been checking on this afternoon. Like, that's not the bat. They're continuing to look to add offense, and I wouldn't be surprised.
When you say
I don't
not
know
the bat,
happen.
You think a bigger free agent or a bigger move is still in the offing?
One that rhymes with Juarez?
I mean, I think it's still at least in play. I don't think that this precludes them from doing that. But I think they have to look at all of their offseason. I think they have to look at, like, I still think they're interested in, I know this is going to sound goofy, but adding a pitcher. If you want, like, some of the pitching depth they've traded away, if they could bring back a left-handed starter, I think they're interested in doing that. And I think they're interested in building out their bullpen a little bit. So I think it kind of depends on the scope of those moves. And whether is it Suarez for $20 million? I think that might be a little bit steep for them at this point. They might not have that need. I'm just kind of guessing. But I do know that they're interested in still adding offense.
Jason, what would you say is the best move they've made so far of the bunch of moves they've made this offseason, in your opinion?
Man, that's a good one, Chris. You're hearing penalties in the air. I'm going the Rays trade. I know that Brandon Lowe only has 1 year of team control, but I have such a high opinion of him in bringing in Mangum and Montgomery. Like, that whole trade, man, to just give up Mike Burrows for that, I know it's kind of a cop-out because it's like, you know, one of four moves they've made, but that's been my favorite one so far. O'Hearn's not too far behind.
Andrew McCutchen celebrated the birth of another child today. Do you think that this O'Hearn move, because he plays a lot of DH, closes the door on McCutchen coming back in 2026?
You know, I was just checking on that like an hour ago, Andrew. I don't think it does, but I think it complicates things. My understanding, like, there's still a role for Kutch on this team. I just don't know if it lines up. And here's what I mean. Like, it's probably more of a part-time role. Like, his role is definitely going to be diminished because of the O'Hearn thing. And I think if Kutch wants to go play every day, it's going to be tough to see that happening here. Now, if Kutch is willing to be a part-time DH, I think that can work. And I think, you know, I think it should work. I think he should end his career here. But if he's looking to get 500 at-bats, I don't see how that's possible.
I mean, didn't it feel like his bigger beef was not with playing time, but it was more with the state of the franchise at the end of last year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's not a beef about playing time. It's just like I think he's a proud guy that thinks he can still play, and I'm not even disagreeing with him. I'm just saying that if he's willing to accept a lesser role, I think there's an opportunity for him to play here. I just don't know what that appetite is for him. Like, you know, are you okay taking a lesser role to stay in Pittsburgh, or do you want to play every day? If you want to play every day, it's probably going to be tough to happen here.
How do we think Paul Skeens is feeling right now about things?
I haven't checked in on that front yet, but I can't imagine he's upset. You know, they've been looking at this, probably greater expectations than the outside world, meaning, like, you know, they expected action. You know, a lot of these young pitchers did. So, one of the things that they've been looking at on the Skeens front and just from a team leadership standpoint is getting more clubhouse guys, somebody to kind of ease that burden on Skeens. And I think that's what O'Hearn and Lau do. Like, they are notoriously good clubhouse guys. They've needed position player leaders. That's one of the reasons they brought these guys in here. So I would imagine that if you're Skeens, you're feeling pretty good about the hands this team is now in, that you don't have to do all the lifting at this point.
Jason, based on what you were hearing about O'Hearn's market value, did they have to pay a Pirates tax to get him here?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's probably some of that. I don't know if it was so much attacks, Chris, as what I know about O'Hearn. Like, he wants to win. And so they needed, I think in that sense, like, I think the Lau trade was very big in that it showed they're serious. And I would imagine there's also a communication of like what they want to do, the volume of what they want to do. So, I mean, it's a pretty reasonable deal. Maybe there was a Pirates tax. I don't think it was much. I think it was more just communicating that there's a seriousness toward winning in 2026 that wasn't there before.
Who is more likely to be in the Pirates opening day starting lineup, Nick Gonzalez or Jared Triolo, and why?
Triolo, because he's a better defender. I don't see where Nick Gonzalez fits, guys. To me, it's maybe more of a trade chip because if Triolo's defensive value is far higher. And let's just say they don't add a third baseman. Like, if you have to play somebody at third base, that's going to be Triolo over Gonzalez 100 times out of 100. And then you look at shortstop, I would much rather have Connor Griffin up here. Don't get me wrong, but if you have to pick Triolo or Gonzalez, I'm probably going to keep Triolo on the team because he has more versatility and more value that way. Like, you know, Gonzalez's value was as a plus hitting second baseman, which I know he didn't do or realize. It's just, if I'm going to keep him on my team, I'm not sure what that is. And at this point, you still might be able to sell the prospect, former number one pick, if you package him in a trade for something else. Not that I'm looking to run him out of here. I just don't see where he fits on the roster.
Last one. Bill on Twitter wants to know if you think Horwitz stays at first base after the O'Hearn move.
Yeah, I think the majority of the time, yes. Because his other position is second base, and they're very much entrenched on playing Lau there. And I don't think there's a need to mess with him in the outfield. So Horwitz is a pretty good defensive first baseman. I think you're probably with O'Hearn, you're looking at maybe platooning those at bats, maybe some in the outfield, some in the DH. I still think, at least based on what I know at this moment, Andrew, that Horwitz is going to play more at first.
All right, Jason Mackey in Toronto with the Penguins, but also keeping his eye on all the Pirates moves. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
All right, dude. Same to you guys. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.